We are studying the faith of Moses in Hebrews chapter 11 here on the Radio Bible Course, and we welcome you to our study. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Hebrews chapter 11. I'm reading again verse 29 and 30. By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as if on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given friendly welcome to the spies. Well, in yesterday's program, we talked about how Moses had faith. God told him to instruct the people concerning the Passover, and he did it. He had faith that the death angel would harm no one in their houses if they marked the doorposts with the blood of the Passover lamb as God had instructed. Moses had faith in the word of God. When they came to the Red Sea, the Lord said to Moses, "Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground." And he did it. He believed the word of God. That's faith, and that is what the writer to the Hebrews is referring to. Now, this event is also written in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Paul believed in the crossing of the Red Sea. Listen to 1 Corinthians 10, beginning with verse 1. "I want you to know, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same supernatural food, and all drank the same supernatural drink, for they drank from the supernatural rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ." Well, this harmonizes with Exodus chapter 14, verse 31, that tells us, "And they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses." Now, a crossing through marshland, which some people want us to believe happened, would not impress people with Moses' leadership. Any attempt to explain away this miraculous event by the hand of God fails completely. Now, the topography of the land north of the Red Sea has been altered considerably as a result of the digging of the Suez Canal, but we still have the Great Bitter Lake and above it Lake Kimsah. Both are sizable bodies of water, but small compared to the 7,000-foot deep Red Sea, which is more than 100 miles wide and 1,350 miles long. The late Dr. Merrill Unger, who was a professor at Dallas Theological Seminary and one of my professors, concludes that the crossing of the Red Sea was likely in the vicinity of Lake Kimsah. Every biblical reference to this crossing implies a miracle, and that's the point of Hebrews 11:29. Listen to it again. "By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as if on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned." Faith released God's people from Egypt, and faith released God's power to deliver his people from the Egyptian army. Well, now we move on to the next passage, and that deals with Jericho. Verse 30 says, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. That story is told in Joshua chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. I want to read it. It's an amazing story, and it shows again the power of the Lord God, our Creator. "Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out, and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days.' have seven priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the seventh day, march around the city seven times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse, and the people will go up, every man, straight in. Well, they did that. And when Joshua had spoken to the people, the seven priests carrying the seven trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets, and the ark of the Lord's covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard followed the ark. All this time the trumpets were sounding, but Joshua had commanded the people, "Do not give a war cry, do not raise your voices, do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout." So he had the ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. The people returned to camp and spent the night there. Well, they got up the next morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. The seven priests carrying the seven trumpets went forward, marching before the ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. The armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the ark of the Lord, while the trumpets kept sounding. Well, on the seventh day, they got up at daybreak, marched around the city seven times in the same manner, except that on that day, they circled the city seven times. The seventh time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." And in Joshua chapter 6, verse 20, we read, "When the trumpet sounded, the people shouted, and at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So every man charged straight in, and they took the city." As you probably know, most cities of any size had a wall around them. That's how they defended themselves. They had gates in the city, which were manned with armed troops to protect the city. They closed the gates at night, and the people were rather secure. That's what happened at Jericho. They thought they were secure, but God was on the side of the Israelites. He intended to eliminate these people. Did the Israelites have faith that God would give them the city as he instructed? He told them the walls would collapse when they shouted after marching around as he instructed. Yes, they believed it, or they would not have marched. Nor would they have blown the trumpets. One might say the people were conditioned to have faith. They had come to the Jordan River. As we read in Joshua chapter 3, the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, and the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. And it tells us that the Jordan was at flood stage. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark reached the Jordan, and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap, a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan. While the water flowing down to the Sea of the Arabah, that is the Salt Sea, was completely cut off, so the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, while all Israel passed by, until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. It would be a fool who would not believe God after that kind of an experience. After God had stopped the water from flowing and dried out the ground so they could walk across the Jordan riverbed, all this, you see, prepared them for the destruction of Jericho. So they carried it out. Faith caused the city of Jericho's walls to fall down after they had been encircled for 7 days. Jericho is the world's oldest city, some 7,000 years old. A number of excavations have been conducted at Jericho, but archaeologists still debate the results of these excavations. Professor Ernest Sellen and Carl Watzinger in 1907 discovered two concentric rings of walls about 12 feet apart. In 1930, Professor John Garstang conducted a British expedition, and he concluded that the outer wall fell outward and the inner wall fell the opposite way, burying buildings behind it. Well, Jericho is where Elijah was when he went up by a whirlwind into heaven. You'll read about that in 2 Kings chapter 2. And Jericho is the place where Elisha performed a miracle with a spring of water. Listen to 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 19. The men of the city said to Elisha, "Look, our Lord, this town is well situated, as you can see, but the water is bad, and the land is unproductive. Bring me a new bowl," he said, "and put salt in it." So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the spring and threw the salt into it, saying, "This is what the Lord says, quote, 'I have healed this water. Never again will it cause death or make the land unproductive.'" End the quote. And the water has remained wholesome to this day, according to the word Elisha had spoken. I can testify to the fact that the water will harm no one anymore, for when we go on our tours, we always visit Elisha's spring there at Jericho, and I invite those who are traveling with us to bend down and drink from the spring, and they do. And many of them are so thrilled they fill little bottles with some of that water to bring it back home. Do you believe in the miracle at Jericho, that the walls came tumbling down? The writer to the Hebrews did, and the Jews did, and I am sure our Lord Jesus Christ did also, for he accepted the Hebrew Scriptures as the Word of God. Some people don't even want to believe that there was such a city as Jericho. But its existence in the 14th century B.C. has been confirmed by archaeologists, and those of you who have visited Jericho will remember seeing the original Tower of Jericho. It's the Watchtower, and a good portion of it remains to this very day. Now, before the capture of Jericho, Joshua sent spies into the city. That brings us to the next section, where it talks about Rahab in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given friendly welcome to the spies. Do you understand Jesus' illustration of faith? He used it in John 3, 14 and 15. He said, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." His illustration from John chapter 3 is explained in our new booklet entitled Heaven's Password, and it's free to our listeners. Write for your copy today and learn how to get eternal life. Write to the Radio Bible Course, ask for Heaven's Password. It's free. Until tomorrow, this is Nick Calavota reminding you that the word gospel means good news.
Our address is Radio Bible Courses, Post Office Box 14916, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70898. The website is rbcword.org.